Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Hey, it's Yasmeen. And I have a podcast recommendation for you. And sorry, I am very well-versed in podcasts. From KCRW, Bodies is a medical mystery podcast with a feminist twist. It's a show that tackles why women and other people with marginalized genders are so often left in the dark when it comes to understanding our own bodies. In each episode of Bodies, we meet with someone who questions their health, and we follow them on their quest for those answers. In this new season, we hear from people who are discovering their neurodivergence, facing down a postpartum mental health disorder, and preparing for their own death. It gets very intense. Bodies episodes are intimate and thoughtfully produced. The show has been called life-changing by many listeners of the first three seasons. If you have a body and you're trying to figure out how to keep it alive, and well, in this patriarchal world, you'll want to listen to Bodies from KCRW. New episodes are out now wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We are gathered here today to commemorate a moment in time. A time and a moment full of many moments throughout a very long time where we shared a lot of moments.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. And time.
Oh, God, so soon.
Together.
Wow.
And
oh, God.
I think we can say it best by saying she was wonderful.
Yeah.
She, they, them, they're his was wonderful.
Gender's a construct.
And they gave us a lot.
Oh, God.
They gave us time together. They gave us a few checks. They gave us an orange couch to lay our butts on and open up to the amount of people that have come through.
Oh, God.
Us. Our door.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And that person is this podcast. Today we lay her to rest, and it's not going to be easy, but we are all ready for it. Welcome to the funeral of Dare We Say. In all seriousness, you guys, we want to, I don't want to say in all seriousness because I hate when people say that, because only unfunny people say.
I don't like
that
in all
seriousness.
We're not very serious.
And we're not either. But for clarification, because that sounds like I wasn't clear enough. This is, just going to rip the band-aid off. No, that sounds like I don't care that much about
Listen,
the podcast.
This is our last episode.
This is our last episode.
And yep.
It's
sad.
The last Dare We Say episode.
Yeah, it is sad. But it's also exciting because we're celebrating so much that we've accomplished. And for many of you, this may seem like, maybe you don't care, but maybe some of you do care and are confused. And I think we want to
talk about it, be honest,
and
have you guys be a part of the conversation, because the reason that we started this podcast was to be transparent and to let you guys in.
And also finish it out with some of our favorite moments.
And what's next for all three of us.
Exactly.
And honoring what we've done here. Because it's been important and it's been special. And it's been such a beautiful ride that I could have never expected.
100%. We started this podcast as three best friends. And we're finishing it out as three best friends. That has always stayed constant at Dare We Say. And that's always going to continue till our last days.
I think at the beginning of starting this podcast, I remember, because I don't think we've talked about it at all, actually, of like the conception of this baby that is now dead. But when I remember being in my room and speaking with a fellow friend of mine and just saying that I wanted to start a podcast with Yasmeen because we're obsessed with like having these types of conversations. And we originally wanted the podcast to be called Let's Get Hard. We had a whole slide deck. And I think we shared it with my former manager. And she was like, this is terrible. And
yeah, this
will not be made ever. So you guys need to go back to the drawing board. And I remember telling her, I want Crooked to be the home for this podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, there was no... It's crazy because I don't even know how I was so certain at that time, because I feel like even just like 3 years ago, I feel like podcasts were still like at a high, but now I feel like they're like so like Call Her Daddy and all of this stuff.
Yeah, it's just they've become like moguls.
And so now there's like more channels and stuff, but I'm so happy that I was the most familiar with Crooked out of all of the studios of everything back then. And I was determined to like, you know, bring it here. And I remember having a meeting with icon Sarah Geismar and speaking to her about what the show would look like, and then seeing that like she was really excited to like have a show where people could have these types of conversations about life and like socio politics and things that like existed in the world, from like we say all the time, like Megan Thee Stallion to policy reform and things that are just equally important to us. And I remember being in Hawaii with Alicia and telling her about this podcast. And then when I found out that they were like really interested in doing it, which was when we were at the airport, I literally pulled Alicia aside. I was like, we cannot do this podcast without you. It cannot happen. And you weren't even in the conversation at all. Yeah. And so I think you were like, okay.
No, I was so taken aback because I think I'd heard like murmurs of you guys working on it, like in the kitchen. Because as most people know, we all lived together at the time when this little beautiful baby was born. And I remember you pulling me aside randomly, like in a nook of Hawaii. And I remember being so... like honored and humbled that you guys would even think so highly of me. But in total transparency, I was scared because I knew that I, out of the three of you guys, struggle the most with being transparent about like emotionally how I'm doing. Mm. I think it's always been really easy for me to have like conversations about race relations and equity and socioeconomic status and things like that. But I knew that I was going to be pushed in this podcast, and you guys, in the most loving, reassuring ways, held my hand and said, we're going to do it together, so it's going to be fine. And I said, okay, if I do it with them, I'd go to the ends of the earth, so might as well do something that really does shake me in certain ways, because I knew it was going to be a very new thing for me. I love that we all went to the drawing board as a collective together.
Yeah.
And we were adamant about staying true to who we are, but being a family and going forward. And wanting to grow and like take this journey together, because we had never done this before.
And I want to touch quickly on our first pilot that we did together.
Yeah.
Because so that was in October of 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were coming back that night from Outside Lands. We were driving the whole entire night that weekend. We were in San Francisco.
Oh my God. I forgot that we got maybe two hours of sleep.
We were in the car like this.
Wait, was I driving?
No, or Omar was driving my car. You were in the back seat. We had In-N-Out. We got maybe 2 hours of sleep max. And we actually had Whitney Cummings on the podcast on our pilot, and we never aired it.
And she was phenomenal.
She was incredible. And it was Did God Create the Fuckboy? And we've never released that. But we did the pilot. We were exhausted. I remember that morning. We just didn't talk. Like in the beginning, like our voices were shot. We're like this. And then we did the pilot. We're like, okay, that was mid. But you know what? Not too bad. And then I remember Sandy emailing us and Caroline and Ari.
Our wonderful producers. Yeah.
And this was before Fiona came into the family. And they were like, so we're going to do that again. Because that wasn't you guys.
Yeah.
You guys didn't prep. And like podcasts, you don't pick up a mic and you don't just talk. You have to prepare. You have to be intentional. And that's what we learned. And we did it again. And I don't want to keep rambling, but
no, please.
The one day I remember the exact, oh God.
No.
Shit.
We love you.
No, it's like incredible because like we got to do this with our best, like I got to do this with my best friends. I was in the hotel with my parents one weekend in March, and this was last year. And we did the pilot. We did it in January, the second one. And we got an email from Sandy with everyone. And she said, we got greenlit, guys. We did it.
And I remember I FaceTimed you. Alicia was like this in bed. Josie was at the bank with a mask on. And we're like, I have the screenshot.
That is a perfect description.
I was sobbing and I was like, we fucking did it.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have a season making stuff as best friends, giving people a community. That was one of the best days of my life. That was genuinely one of the best days of
my life. Oh my God. You're the cutest person. Good pause.
I know, I sound so fucking sad.
No, I love you so much.
Come closer.
Sorry, I love you so much. And we literally love you. And our producer's like, hold the mic to your mouth.
Yeah, hold the mic.
No, hold the mic. But stop risking it.
No, we love you so much. And I think that we are so lucky to be this close.
Yeah.
And to have... it's so weird. Like, obviously, like, our friendship exists on camera and on the podcast, but, like, none of this, all of this has to do with our friendship, but also none of this has to do with our friendship either at the same time.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's like, we're family in real life and also in this life.
Yeah.
And, like, consistently, I've been so proud of every conversation we've had, every time one of us have been uncomfortable about something.
Yeah.
And wanted to speak about it. And even if we didn't want to, we did. And having like such open discourse. And we went places that none of us would have maybe gone on any other platform.
Absolutely.
And talked about things we never would have talked about for the betterment of other people, but also for ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think it not only helped, you know, some of the people that have told us that we've helped them, but also like it's helped us.
Absolutely. I think it's important to, you know, like, acknowledge the fact that we had growing pains.
Yeah,
like,
we
I
did.
Think it's really easy in this day and age, especially with social media and so many other factors, for people to get, like, a glamorized shot of someone's process or experience. And there were aspects that weren't easy. Like, because I think all of us had very distinct challenges with the podcast, but I think that we were committed not only to this wonderful team that believed in us, but to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we're coming out better as better people too, because in all honesty, there were moments that we had to hold each other accountable, or one of us may have said something that we didn't like.
That crossed a boundary.
I crossed a boundary.
I've done that many times.
We all have. That's
Like, let's keep it a whole buck, because that's what we strive to do from the beginning, and we hope to go out that way, is like, we are not perfect, we are far from it, but we are committed to like living in our truth, whatever that may be. And there were a lot of like car conversations after episodes or prior to episodes that weren't the most pleasant, but they made us better women, they made us better humans, they made us a better collective, because we had to confront things whether we liked it or not. Whereas, you know, friend to friend, just going to coffee dates and going to shopping, obviously our friendships have never just been that superficial.
This is very familial,
but
too.
Super familial. But now, because we had work a part of it in a way, it was a new aspect that we had to explore, and there was a sense of maturity that we had to find in that
100%.
way. And I have felt so privileged to do that with you girls, because I think you've made me better. I think I've had to be very very candid about my shortcomings and my weaknesses as a communicator, and just as an artist in general. And I think that I'm coming out better because of it. And I think you guys are champions, and we're already so phenomenal and make me better on a daily basis. And the fact that we can say that we had a podcast, I think, is super special.
And not only was this podcast such a growing experience, it was also a support system.
100%.
And I remember being so far away from home, everyone's sick of me talking about it. But like, all I wanted to do was be with you guys. And I think as much as we tried to all stay in constant communication, it was just difficult. It's like an 8-hour time difference. Mm-hmm. And you guys had lives. And like, I think you both did like an amazing job, like, you know, still talking to me and like trying to like keep me updated with everything and make me feel included. And obviously, like, we all talked a lot, but like having this time to just see each other once a week and catch up, it like, it wasn't just something fun to do, it was a necessity.
Mm.
And like, I needed that.
Yeah.
I needed that. And I in my lowest moments, like, I had the two of you. And I know you guys feel the same. And I think that it's something that is so special. And
we didn't take it lightly, the gravity to have a platform. Not everybody has that, especially people from our communities.
Yep.
Like the communities in which we come from, individuals are not always handed a mic to talk about what they find important. And that's something that can make me emotional. And that, you know, we have to thank Crooked for, I have to thank mm-hmm. these beautiful sisters for. Like, we were really able to talk about racism and homophobia and awful legislation in this country, in addition to fashion trends and TikToks and rap songs. And we were allowed to be multidimensional, eclectic people. And I think that that's really special. Are you laughing at me, Ho?
No, I'm not.
Because I slap you.
I'm not laughing at that at all. I'm not laughing at that at all. Sorry. I just had a flashback.
To what?
To something that we can't think. Sorry.
What's the flashback?
I actually, you're making an amazing point. And
you're such a bitch. Include all this shit.
Sorry. I think that you make an incredible point, not to be like, that's the one good thing about our country, but like, we can speak freely here.
And okay, First Amendment.
You said Bill of Rights.
We have the First Amendment. We have the First Amendment here, and seeing videos and TikToks of like the women in Iran and like queer people and like the UAE or like the Middle East in general not having the opportunity to speak. Why are you laughing?
You're laughing
at me?
That women in the Middle East don't have that. You are failing your ancestors.
Why is that funny to you?
It's not funny. You know how you were looking
at me. Alicia hates women.
No, absolutely don't do that. Josie was looking at the camera like this.
Alicia hates Arab women, so we can get that out there.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, no, I know what like, you're saying.
And especially queer people to not even exist in the Middle East. It's illegal to be trans in fucking Dubai.
Yeah.
That's people are trying to take me to Dubai, and I'm like, girl, if you're
trying to take me, why do people keep inviting us to Dubai?
You take me, you're getting taken out.
Yeah. They're like, you guys want an expense free trip to Dubai? I'm like, I'll get shot there.
Yeah, do you want an expense free trip to heaven? Because, bitch, I'm going to fucking get killed.
Why do people keep talking to us about Dubai?
Because Dubai is a very, like, they're putting so much money right
now
into
tourism.
Well, all the influencers love Dubai because it's a made-up city, and they just like to be in the desert.
They also love Bali. But anyway.
Anyways.
Bali.
No, I know she is. Because that's what she was singing. I said, that isn't the song that you sent us 5 minutes ago. And she's like, no, I know. Bye. Oh, I could do a really good Shakira impression too. Do you want to hear?
No.
But, and that's our friendship.
But.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Okay. So, yes.
Yes.
Yes. No, I did go to the bathroom and feel like I wanted to cry.
Yeah.
Only because I just feel like I'm so bad with being vulnerable. And but that's why I wanted to get on here and speak again, because I think one thing that I am so proud of us for is how vulnerable not only all of us were, but how people who have come on here have been. And I just wanted to say I'm really grateful for that, because I think it's helped me be more comfortable being vulnerable and speaking about things that I wouldn't have spoken about before. And it also like makes me sad, because I don't have that for myself, for like trans people who speak on podcasts about like dating and life and like all these things. And to think that I'll still be that person for people, like, in the world, because I'm not dying.
You're not going anywhere.
But, like, not on this podcast, like, does make me sad, and I did want to say that, and, like, I don't, like, forget about that. to like all the queer people who do listen to us and do, you know, see us and want us to be alive because we help them.
Yeah.
And so that makes me happy too. And I never wanted to talk about that. That's not me. I don't talk about that kind of stuff, like dating and, you know, living life and hooking up with people and like things like that. It's just not me at all, but I do it because I kind of want that. I want that. I want to hear that,
yeah,
you know?
Yes.
I want someone to tell me about that. I just want to be an actor that like sits at home and no one knows anything about. But I have too loud of a mouth. And I also know that like people need to feel represented, need to feel healed. And I want people to know if they are listening, maybe they're not. Maybe you don't give a fuck at all. That's great too. I'd be more comfortable with that because I have a fear of vulnerability. But to people that do care, whether it's like four of you or 10 of you or hundreds of you, I have no idea. I did not do good in math. But I'm still here for you guys. And I am not going anywhere in that way. And I'm so grateful for you guys for being so supportive. And that's what I wanted to say, I think, when I went to the bathroom and felt emotion.
Thank you for sharing. I hope you know, like, your simple existence and just the way that you are able to be so brave and truly yourself, mm-hmm. like, in all the parts. I remember you just, like, talking on certain episodes and me, like, getting just, lost in you, yeah. and just being, like, very proud. Like, honestly, just as a fan. Like, obviously, I'm a sister. I'm a friend, a wife, of a life partner, but I was just like, wow, like, you really are doing the damn thing. And I will say, like, I don't think we've ever really talked about that or had like a direct conversation where we talked about this, but the comments on like YouTube or like DMs that I've gotten or comments on Insta, I don't think we've ever had a distinct conversation about this, but where someone would say like, Yaz, thank you so much. I am bi and I'm Middle Eastern. Or someone said, I've never heard an Afro-Latina talk about body dysmorphia in that way. Mm. Or someone talking about, wow, just your truthfulness about dating and love and your identity. Like, those comments, the fact that someone took the time out of their day to reach out to us and say that, just I'm really grateful and really special. And I think that that kept us coming back every week. And I think because life is just moving fast and we've been busy, we've never had a distinct conversation about that.
No.
Like seeing those comments and having people reach out on a personal level or even in person, like I get so uncomfortable, but I've had multiple people in person be like, hey, I listened to this episode and I really loved it. Or like, oh my gosh, it made me laugh.
Yeah, that's true.
I was listening to this. We never talk about that.
We never talk about that.
I mean, but I've had multiple people in person be like, I listened to your podcast and they'll like, give me a thought-provoking response back. And it shows me like, wow, you actually took time out of your day. And I don't take that lightly. Like, you took an hour or whatever it may be, your car ride, you getting ready in the morning. Like, life is so busy. It's so hectic. We're immersed with so much information. The fact that you were able to just sit down with us and listen to some crazy three girls trying to figure out life, I do not take that lightly. Like, we are thankful for the time that you shared with us. And we hope that you feel seen and represented. And you guys do that on a daily basis within this podcast and outside.
You have a Palestinian Lebanese trans woman. You have an Afro-Latina woman who grew up in the Bronx. A Dominican woman. You have a Lebanese bisexual girl from Silicon Valley. And they all walk into a bar. And you get the best fucking night of your life.
Oh, see. Okay.
And that's what, okay, hold on. And
wait,
hold on.
Wait, I'm going back. Not sexual. Like,
no,
like,
not
like,
sexual,
a lot of,
not
like, you'll
sexual.
Dance a lot. Like, you'll dance a lot and you'll laugh
no,
a lot.
No, like, you'll never be the same.
Yeah.
Because when you, we don't see people like us everywhere. And Josie, what you said about, like, you do have a platform. You don't like being vulnerable. You don't like being vulnerable either. But
what are other bad things about it?
No.
So but, now but, we just drag each other. No, I'm kidding. We
no,
love
but
you.
Like you really like you guys aren't. But the fact is, in the last 36 weeks and beyond that, you got to show a side where I see that because I'm your sister, I'm your best friend.
Yeah.
to people who need to see that.
Yeah.
And you're doing such a service.
Let it be said, like, who are we? Like we are so grateful for this opportunity, but we want everybody to feel like more comfortable in their own skin and identity. And I think that's what drove us to keep doing this every week. Like, despite maybe the inner turmoil that we were all facing at times, we were having the time of our life. It's been so much fun, so much laughing, so much joy, so much dancing. But you know, the times that we were struggling, like, what kept us going was the fact that, like, if even one person feels more comfortable
that's
in their skin,
that matters.
Even one more person feels like, wow, I can have this conversation with my family member, or feel a little less alone, then we did our job.
And we
we should all be showing up for one another. And that's what we, I think, strive to do with this pod.
But there's one thing that has always been constant in every episode, and that is the amount of times we collectively have looked over. Can we cut that? Can we take that out of the episode? So,
just because we weren't trying to ruin our lives, you know?
We could have been canceled, or friendships could have ended, yep, or our moms could have been mad at us, or someone could have found out that someone was being unfaithful to another person. That was just like an example.
Not us. Not
so when we did want to have decorum and keep it a little bit together, which we don't always do,
ask for something to be cut out. So without further ado, here is a compilation of every time we almost screwed ourselves over by putting a foot in our mouth and had to ask our producers to cut something out. Damn, I just said his name. Okay, cut that.
Well, we'll cut that part out, but I have... Maybe we cut this out. I don't know.
Yeah, can we cut that out, please? But we're going to cut that whole part entirely. How about that? Because we don't want to be canceled. How about that? Caroline, cut that out. I can't get canceled. I think that one needs to be cut. We should cut that.
We'll take that out. We can keep that in.
No, cut it.
Okay.
We can cut that out.
I want to keep that in, like that whole thing.
No. Keep the joke. Cut us talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Cut out when we did it earlier.
So let's just cut that right there.
Hey, that's being cut out. Cut out all that in-between stuff. Cut that out, please.
The cackles let out in the...
So we're going to move on, and we're going to cut me saying that. Okay. We're also going to cut this out, too, which is funny. Let's cut that out, because, like, I felt that. Cut that out. Cut all that.
Sorry, cut that out.
You can cut this part out. I'm just going to go ahead and lie about this.
Wait, you want to cut that out?
Then cut out me trying to rhyme, because I don't want people to think I'm a bad rapper when I actually...
No, that was really good, Josie.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
And when we started this, we knew that this was going to be a time commitment, and we knew that we were going to have to make our time here as efficient and as best as possible while also maintaining everything else in our life as well. You pointed out that I was working long hours. Like, Yasmin, literally, you work a full-time job.
Full-time
like, every
job.
Single day.
She works legal. Super diligently.
Because I'm still having my foot in the door. Like,
she's getting off meetings and running in the door like 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
And like, it literally will come to Crooked at, like 3 hours earlier than our podcast
to be able
the studio,
to do meetings.
Just to be able to do her meetings so she can make it on time.
Yeah.
And like, we have each had to sort of incorporate this into our lives, and I think it's been really great. But I also think that you get to a point when something is growing like this baby that it is, and you know, it gets harder to maintain and to raise the baby when you have everything else going on in your life.
Yeah.
And I think that we also knew from the start that this was a two-way street, and as much as our producers Caroline and Fiona and Ari were so incredible with guiding us and holding our hands, we had to pull our own weight too. And I think that we got to a point with all of our busy schedules and with filming and with everything else that exists in the world of our worlds that we would feel like continuing this podcast – we wouldn't be able to be falling 100% mm-hmm. of that weight. And we feel like that's a disservice to the people who have brought us here.
Yeah.
And also all of you guys as well. And I think
yep.
the beautiful thing about what we've done here is I can say for a fact we've come here every single time and given it 110% and been as raw and open as possible. And as much as we were like, yeah, we could kind of make this work continuing and doing more, we knew we weren't going to be able to do 100, 150%. And we didn't want to give you guys that. We didn't want to give ourselves that. And that's why we came to the conclusion to end it on this high point where... Yeah.
And on our own terms.
And on our own terms.
I think like as young women who very much are still figuring out who we are in this world, like a lot of us are, right? We're just navigating, right? We're working through it. I think that we are learning what it looks like to take up space while creating space for other people around us and have agency. And I don't think that there like are enough words to properly articulate how grateful I am to Crooked and our wonderful producers. Shout out Ari, Caroline, Fiona, everyone that works on this show, sound, video, everything in between, for giving us the space to like have control.
Yeah.
And to have jurisdiction over like what we want to talk about and what we say, because that's not a privilege that we always have, especially as the artists that we are, you mm-hmm. know, like we're actors, we're performers, we're artists. And that's not something that I had ever been given in this type of way. I've never had this liberty in my life, like yeah. in my career. And I think that that's really special. But I think it's also important to know the extent that you are able to do something to your best ability. And I think very much in the way that Josie said that we wouldn't want to do something if we weren't fully committed and present, because it's unfair to the people who do share this lovely thing yeah. with us. And we're so grateful for every step of it. And we don't ever want to fall short or be doing you guys a disservice or the people who have championed us and supported us. So I'm proud of us for being able to be close enough to have a very mature conversation and go, look, these are the factors. Here are the pros and cons. And our journeys are starting to look mm-hmm. a little bit different and including new things, which is beautiful, but that means new levels and new experiences and doors opening and doors closing.
Yeah, I think I'm glad that you brought up the conversation, because the conversation in which, you know, we had a meeting with Crooked and they kind of gave us like, this is where we could go. What are your thoughts on this? And we said, well, would you give us, Alicia was in Puerto Rico. Josie was very sick with the stomach flu. I came in and we were just like, give us for the weekend to talk about this as best friends. And that conversation wasn't easy. That conversation was, if we do this, this is what possibilities could come out of it. If we don't do this, we get to leave with our heads held high, bow out with grace, yeah. and know that we did 36 incredible episodes on an incredible platform with an incredible audience.
Yeah.
And
that we're proud of.
That we're beyond proud
and
of.
And that will be here forever.
That's yeah. the thing.
It's, like, it's, I can't wait to be 40 and like
oh gosh.
Showing these episodes to my kids. And maybe I'll be a great grandma by then. Who knows?
No, at not 40? 40 years old.
But
girl.
Like okay, my grandkids period. And like my, I don't know, like I just can't wait to like be in the car one day and be missing you guys and knowing that I can just like turn on this podcast and hear our voices
yeah.
and to know that it's not going anywhere.
No, and
we know y'all have not listened to every single one.
Yeah, come
so
on.
Run that shit back.
Yeah, honestly.
Not all of you have. So yeah.
Yeah, I honestly want to say like for me, what was so difficult for like the
difficult.
Did I sound like that?
You sounded Irish for a second.
It was difficult because I realized how much I love podcasting alongside like my acting, my writing, my producing. And like, yes, I work a 9 to 6, but I'm also like, I'm a hustling actor, mm-hmm. you know? So I felt like transparently, and I've told this to you guys, this was a conversation that we had. Like, I feel like it was one step forward, two steps back in my career if we're not having this. Because I'm not going to get the platform to show my face a little bit. Because let's be honest about this industry. They want to see new faces, but they say they want to do, but they don't really show that they want to do. Like, I feel like everyone wants to cast people that they know, which is understandable, and they're not making room for new talent. So I feel like then I lose that door. But going back to what you said and what Josie and Alicia have said from the beginning, when one door closes, another one opens. But this door has never closed because this door is, I feel like, an entrance to a beautiful home where all of you can join. And this home is here forever. All 36 episodes are going to be here on every platform forever.
Yeah.
And that's something special that I feel like we get to have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I just feel like it's so important that like people know that we're having this conversation from a spirit of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many people say that they had like a podcast? Okay, well, we're in LA.
I'm done with that, Alicia.
Like, on a global scale, how many people can say that they've had a podcast
and have a giant studio?
Yeah, and I was just gonna say, especially like
make it
crooked. Yeah. I think it's important to note, like,
people get shook when they walk in. They're like, oh my god, this is a full.
Yeah, building. We were fans of the company prior to ever even being associated, before there was even an inkling that we would potentially be able to have this show here.
I literally remember being 14 years old and working with Jon Favreau's brother, Andy Favreau, who played my uncle on like a TV show that I did in high school, and hearing about him. And
I
like
love that.
My mom being like, he's brilliant. He was a speechwriter for Obama. And then like my brother Omar being like, he has a podcast. And they made Crooked. Like their voices.
They're icons.
Yeah, made this place. So we do love them. And
So shout out to like manifestation setting intention.
Daddy.
What?
To our daddy? To our fathers. Our founding fathers, Tommy, John, and John. So the burning question is, what's next for us? Miss Alicia,
I'm still just being an artist out here. Oh, that sounds so cliche, y'all. But you could catch me.
Sounded more cliche. You saying the words.
The word cliche.
It sounded cliche.
Yeah, literally.
No, all of it is just gross and vomit inducing.
Tell them why you're in Puerto Rico exactly.
Oh yeah. You can. The show that I am a part of, it's funny and wonderful and beautiful and surrounded by amazing Latinos, created by amazing Latinos. It's called Neon. It will be on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will.
Coming out later this year. I don't know exactly when. I don't really know what's going on, but I'm just happy to be here and along for the ride and grateful. You can follow me at Alicia del Sol. I'll be dancing. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of singing. Everything
singing.
In between. Let's not talk about it.
Nope.
Are you sure you don't? Because I think it's really important that people hear your voice. It is.
What if you say I'm going to come out with a single this summer?
Yeah.
What if that doesn't happen?
That's what I'm saying. Hold yourself accountable.
Hold yourself accountable. Let's fucking do it. You're saying it on a platform. Alicia, this is pushing yourself. This is
it's pushing
episode.
Myself, but also like I have a show and maybe a movie to film. So it's like maybe I will be coming out with music this year. We shall see. That was disgusting. I said this year. I have the full of 2023. But yeah, I'll be doing lots of things. And I love you guys. This has been so fun.
How about
Josie Tota?
Well, aside from renewing my license,
that's a big thing.
That is almost as expired as this podcast. I will be filming a horror film.
Horror.
Called Faces of Death. Which sounds so scary. It's a remake of a 70s film. Very excited about it.
It's going to be coming out in movie theaters.
It's going to be coming out in theaters. And so I'm very excited about that. It's my first horror movie. And it's with really cool people. And I move away in 2 weeks for it. So,
and I'm trying to take time off work to go there.
Please.
No, I know. But and also, another major thing's coming out this year, hopefully. Why the fuck you were in Scottsdale, Arizona for a year.
Why did I forget about that?
I think we're forgetting something where why you were on Zoom or in Riverside for 9,000 years.
Yes, a show that I did for a very long time that everyone's sick of me talking about in Scottsdale, Scotland, Arizona. The Buccaneers will be coming out this year on Apple TV Plus. So very excited about that. See if you want to see me in a corset.
I do.
Crying.
Snatched.
And frolicking.
Oh, come on. Frolicking. I love, you know, Siti, my grandmother, she's incredible. She looks like Donatella Versace. Josie is
I
her
love
favorite
DTV.
grandchild. She's going to eat that up. She loves period pieces.
I'm super excited.
Needed to say that.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
No, that is awesome. I can't wait for her to watch it. And I can't wait to watch it too. So yeah, that is what I'm doing. Yaz, what Yaz, you're like sweating a little bit.
Are you okay?
What's happening?
Fiona.
Yaz, do you need something? Stop.
Wait, what?
I don't feel good.
Wait, what? I don't feel. Yaz is shaking in her legs.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yaz, can we do something for you?
My water just broke because I'm having a podcast.
You're not a real person, though.
I am coming out with my very coming out with my very own podcast, and it is called, drumroll please, Main Character with Yasmeen.
Yay!
And I will be giving you all the tea, all the shits, all the giggles, and you know damn well these girls are going to be guests back. They're going to be my little, what do you get? They're going to be my Guillermo and Chewy.
Right? That sounded racially motivated.
Why are you looking at me for Guillermo?
Latino in the white.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. They're going to be a part of the whole ride. Maybe they're not going to be in front of the camera the whole time, but it's okay. You have me. I just figured out this is something I'm good at. This is something I love doing. I have a voice. I want to talk about it. And if you think they're not going to be guests on this podcast, you're wrong. Fucking delusional. They're going to be very big guests.
I'm going to be like Chewy.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yes, on Star Wars. Yeah. That was
not Star Wars, not girl. Chewbacca. I'm talking about Chelsea Lately. I'm talking about Chelsea Handler's talk show.
I'm a creative through and through, and I have a voice, and I have something to say, and I feel like my job here wasn't just done yet. So that's why my podcast is coming out very soon. And my teaser trailer for Main Character with Yasmeen is coming out right after this.
So I have a God complex where I think I'm the best person in any given room, or I want to be 6 feet under. There's no in between. Do you believe that someone can be funny and hot at the same time? I do, because I am that. You know what I mean? I'm a Leo. What are you? Ugly? Do you identify as an influencer? Are there any should've, could've, would've in your life? What's your relationship like with masturbation as a woman? Were you breastfed as a child? Can I guess? Have you ever had an STI?
Normalize it.
I never had a bitch like me growing up to look up to. As a young Arab woman who's figuring it out in this world, what I want is to be that for people. What's a piece of advice that you would have given yourself 5 years ago? What does your culture mean to you? Do you believe that everyone's a little bit gay? I want to peek on my deathbed. I want to be like, and I'm dying at 100 too. You are the main character of your own storyline. I am starting this podcast because I have something to say. You have a voice. Might as well fucking use it.
Do you know what I mean?
I couldn't have said that better myself.
So I'm having my podcast. Follow me at Childish Yasmino to stay tuned on what the fuck's happening next. Acting, still doing that damn thing, figuring that out.
Stand-up comedy. You're doing all the things.
Yeah, I'm doing stand-up. Book me for some of your shows. It's exciting. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen in 5 days or 5 years, but I'm here for the ride. I'm here for the long haul.
Period.
And Miss Josie.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, I don't think a lot of people know that Yasmeen has been the brains of this operation a lot of the time from beginning to end. And, like, you have really been our CEO and, like,
agreed,
held us together. And anytime one of us was, like, unbelievably unwell and not being able to, like, show up in any capacity, whether it was, like, mentally or physically, like, you have pulled our weight consistently. And it has only proven to me that, like, you are more than qualified to have your own podcast and to do podcasting and to be in this world. I said it the very first time we recorded, I texted you.
Yeah, I
said,
remember that.
You were made for this. You were made for this.
We talked about it.
And you are exceptional, and this podcast is going to be wonderful, and I can't wait for everyone to go follow you and go on that journey with you.
I don't want to cry. I love you. Thank you.
I love you.
But also, once again, this podcast would be nothing without you and without you. It's us three, and that has always been the case. We are the fight, flight, and freeze. We are the Powerpuff Girls, where it's Blossom, Bubbles and Buttercup. You are the brain. You are the gut. I am the heart. We have so many analogies that we have talked about, that us three, that you can't make up without all three together. The body would fail. You would die without the gut. You would die without the heart. And goddamn, you would die without a brain.
Wow. Wow, that was really poetic. That was really beautiful. Literally. I thought you were going to say you were going to die without us. I was like, damn.
You can find me at Childish Yasmino for more info and more updates. You have to plug yourself.
She's not going to do it.
You can find her
at
Josie Toda. And you can find Alicia at Alicia Del Sol.
Well, like any funeral, it has to end.
Must be laid to rest.
So we're going to throw this bitch in the pit. And
damn, have some class.
And call it a day. But I love you guys so, so much. And I'm so grateful for each one of you. Caroline, I know you're listening on the mic. Our producer, Fiona, I'm looking dead into your eyes.
Fiona, Caroline.
Our love is behind the four Dell monitors.
And HP.
Who are putting us together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
and
everyone.
To you.
Yeah.
Our listeners, our family, you were a part of the group chat from the beginning. People who have just started listening yesterday. Sorry, it ended really abruptly. We couldn't do this without you. This is why we did it. We're grateful for you to be here. You're loved, and that's that.
Yeah. Thank you for being a part of this DWS familia, for supporting us, for being there for our insanity, for our sad moments, for our vulnerability, for watching our growth firsthand. And just know you will see us soon. It is not if, but when. And we love you and you are loved. And take care of yourself, please. Forever and always. Te queremos. We love you.
That was so beautiful.
We love you.
Bye.
Dare We Say is a Crooked Media production.
Caroline Reston is our showrunner, producer, and mommy. And Ari Schwartz is our producer and show daddy. Fiona Pastana is our associate producer. And Sandy Girard is the almighty executive producer.
It's hosted and produced by me, Josie Toda.
And me, Yasmin Hamadi.
And me, Alicia Pascual Peña. Our engineer and editor is Jordan Cantor. And Brian Vasquez is our theme music composer. Our video producers are Mac DeGroot, Narm Melkonian, and Dylan Villanueva, and Mia Kelman.
Lastly, thank you to Jordan Silver, Gabriella Leverette, Jesse McLean, Caroline Haywood, Shayna Hortzman, Daisy Cruz, Danielle Jensen, and Awa Okaladi for marketing the show and making us look so damn good.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.